Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, the bottom of page Kuf Mem Dalet. L'chein Omer B'Mishlei. B'derech Chochma Hireisicha Hidrachticha B'Magla Yosher. B'lechtecha Lo Yotzer Tzeodecha V'im Toretz Lo Sikashio. In Mishnah it seems to be saying that God guides us on how to travel. B'derech Chochma, in a wise way, Hireisicha, I've taught you. Hidrachticha B'Magla Yosher, I've led you on the road through straight traveling, as you go, your steps will not be weak, and if you run, you won't stumble. Now what does that mean? What he's saying here is that it's not possible to know which direction to run when you run away from an Aveira, or which direction to run to a mitzvah, unless a person studies Torah to know the derech chokhmah hireisicha, the way in which a person should go. Va'achar adrisha b'tayri kinochin, who has belech techo lo yotze tzadecha. If you study Torah, you'll know how to go. Rak telech mehera v'toretz achar mitzvah. Pencholilo leisuchal achar kach. A person who studies Torah is conscious of the possibilities of mitzvahs around him. Ki ha-meniyos v'asivos rabos. If you don't run quickly, there are many things that come up to prevent a person. By going quickly, you won't stumble. His saying is that through studying Torah, a person knows to run after a mitzvah, and that in turn helps him avoid an aveira. Even if it's true that this mitzvah for some reason is not worth running after, even if that would have been true, when a person is in a good flow and doing mitzvahs, he tends to do other mitzvahs. A person is a bad flow, then it doesn't go. Ki mitzvah geiris mitzvah, shuchai mitzvah mitzvah. A mitzvah asma, noistim loy bischara, kamavur b'mishnah kal Yisrael anal. So this is something that it's hard to see when a person spends most of his day out working, and his opportunities for mitzvahs and aveiris come a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon, etc. But if you take a person on vacation, or even a young man in the yeshiva years, you see that the things tend to go in streaks. When things are going well, when a person is learning well, his davening tends to go well, things tend to go well. When a person is stumbling, so it has its ramifications everywhere. That's what he's saying. He said, run after a mitzvah kala, even if the mitzvah is not significant, even if you're right, if there was such a thing, still, because the derech of mitzvahs is that mitzvah gereris mitzvah. So therefore, one thing feeds the next. And that's what a person has to try to do. Ayyufurish Havaratz Shemitzvah Ratzalaima. Haritza Gamkein Hi Mitzvah. See here, he's pushing the running again. That the running itself is a mitzvah. Va'avura Tiske Aleha Mitzvah. The Cheshik for a mitzvah, Chassidim say the Cheshik for a mitzvah is as great or greater than a mitzvah. I remember it always troubled me, such a quote, that the running for the mitzvah, the love of a mitzvah, is more than a mitzvah. It seems to be apikursis. Because if you have a choice to either do a mitzvah or love a mitzvah, which one do you pick? Or you pick doing it, not loving it. Yet, I found that Rabbeinu Bachya says it in his Karakemach. He writes that the love of a mitzvah, or the running for a mitzvah, is more than the mitzvah. Now, I think the idea is that when a person has a mindset to pursue mitzvah, it feeds on itself. It's a certain mindset that makes a person have atzlacha. So the running for the mitzvah is more to create the attitude in a person to run for a mitzvah. I mentioned to you last time that the Shulchan Aruch says that in the morning when you come to shul and you come to the chotzer beis hakneses, you're supposed to run. You're supposed to run a few steps. And not because you're late, but as a matter of attitude, that a person is supposed to run when he comes to a chotzer beis hakneses. I don't know exactly what the chotzer is in New York City. There is no courtyard of the beis hakneses, but at some point, a person should be running as a statement of eagerness to do the mitzvah. And that's this idea. I think so. I think that's the custom is that, I don't know if they run like they're sprinting in a race, but I think that's what the practice is, that when you come to do basic necessities, you go in quickly. I think so, yeah. It's hard to know. Ramesha always went quickly, so it's very hard to know, but, I don't know. I think it's a common practice to rush into. The truth is, you're right, by Gedolim, they were always moving quickly. You know, you never found them schmoozing in the hall right before going in. You know, they always found them with a sense of purpose. Important to travel with a sense of purpose. The traveling is a means of getting somewhere. It's not an end. And people get bogged down in the means instead of busy with the end. It's a problem. Sailors travel for a living. Yeah, by them it's, I guess, the end. They're traveling for the purpose of traveling. You're right. You know, if you're a taxi driver, so the traveling is your destination. It's not the, yeah, you're right. What I mean to say is that when a person's going to shul, a person's going to work, wherever he's going, it's a medium by which you get somewhere. And, try to do it quickly. Kim yamtin alei amasei tavi liyadei lekaimenu az iyev shesheh kemenu. Shahra chazak miyayit. He said earlier, the things are stacked against you. The Yetzirah is stronger than the Yetzirah Tov. And therefore, if you don't put some urgency into it, you'll get sidetracked. V'chemin ha'aveira, al yidei mitzvah habricha yiskali natzal mimenu. The same thing by an aveira. Through the mitzvah of running away from an aveira, you'll be saved. Aveira rotzalorimah, hisrashos mizeh gamkena gereris aveira. And weakening from running away causes another aveira. Rav Futner has a piece in which he says that this idea that a mitzvah is easier and an aveira is harder, aveira is easier and a mitzvah is harder, it's not only in the spiritual world. He says in the physical world it's the same thing. That death is easy and life is hard. Right? Something that's neglected dies. So you have to sustain life. So he says on the pasuk, Ve'ein nesati lefneichem, that the mashal is that it needs to be sustained. Tov has to be sustained. And with this, he answers Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Rabbi Chanan writes that he once asked the Chafetz Chaim the following question. It says in Rabbeinu Yaina that Hashem did a tremendous chesed that there's such a thing as tshuva. Because really, once you do something, it's done. How can you undo it? So God did a chesed with Klal Yisrael, that with the world, that there's such a thing as tshuva. A person can do tshuva and erase something that happened previously. Now that says in the Rabbeinu Yaina. So on that, Rabbi Chanan asked that it's not so. Because the Gemara says exactly the same thing in Kedushin, the end of the first parak, that if a person did mitzvahs, and he's tayal rishayim, and he regrets having done the mitzvahs, that those mitzvahs are erased as well. So you see, it's not a special chesed Hashem did, that once he did an aveira, you could erase it. It's true about a mitzvah also. Once he did a mitzvah, you could also erase it. That's the question he asked the Chafetz Chaim. So Rav Futner responds that the fact that a good thing could be erased is not a chiddush. That all tov in the world needs sustenance to stay. So that, like if you have a plant, you have to water it to get it. You plant a seed, you have to do something to get it to grow. Good needs to be sustained. Chaos or bad doesn't need to be sustained. So the fact that good, if you mischar it, dies, that's pashut. There was a chesed with the bria that even bad could be erased as well. So that's this idea. That a person is karav l'chait and rochaik mitayv. You know, the Gemara says that Bisham Yisrael argued it was good for a person to be created or not. So the Marsha says, because because it's a person that's closer to Aveira than to Mitzvah in this world. At least it feels that way. And, it's easier to battle than to concentrate. It's easier to sleep late than to get up early. So, that's the issue.
I guess Yosef was the prototype when he ran out of Potiphar's house and left his created there, that's the kind of prototype.
Yeah, it is a prototype, because Yosef was probably stronger than Eishes Potiphar. He could have gone back and taken his baggage from her. But, okay, that's the example of running away. Or Yefurash, or he offers yet another explanation. Havaratz lemitzvah kala, kine kol mili da'avais. Everything he says in Pirkei Avos, heim al derech ha-chasidus. These are all things that a person does as an extra level of righteousness. L'chein tziva havaratz, lo l'kavonas haschar. When you're doing a mitzvah, don't run to the schar of the mitzvah. Rak l'mitzvah. When you run to a mitzvah, run to the mitzvah. M'pasa yoysa mitzvah me'yodayin ha-mitzaveh. Because God commanded. Chem ba'aveira, lo yimei ha'aynish. Don't run away from the sin. Rak miyaisa hepach ritzaynai. Yuzeh sha'amru sheschar mitzvah mitzvah. That's what they say, that schar mitzvah is a mitzvah. Today a high school boy came to talk to me, and he talks to me very often about different things. So one of the things he told me is that when they have learning time, he's learning very well. But when his Rebbe looks at him, while the chazing, he sees his Rebbe's looking at him, he gets this feeling that he's learning shalai l'shma. Like, you know, if he shuckles a little more, or he concentrates a little more, he's doing a shalai l'shma. So it sort of turns him off to doing it. So imagine this boy's madrega, you know, wants to learn only l'shma. You know. So I told him, when your principal looks at you, learn extra hard. He should notice you that you're doing it even better. You know, grab the opportunity. If you have an opportunity to motivate yourself, you gotta motivate yourself. There's a chayv alajah that's saying, have a rustle mitzvah. Don't run to the fact that someone's looking. Run for the sake of looking. You know, once you're in this stage in life, there are more people at the ball game than in the Beis Medrash. So, you don't have to worry about too many people seeing you. V'yuvan al derech mashu perashi peragimel ki roi l'spal b'yayin tzorei seinu. Rak l'man shema yizbarach. Okay, I'd like to share with you Chaim Volozhin, his idea on tefillah, which he had mentioned once before. Nefesh HaChaim, he writes about it more. And here he touches it again. The idea of davening, it's a difficult, hashgafic issue, the idea of why we daven. God knows what we need. And the question of why it's a mitzvah to ask for things that you want. It wouldn't seem that in a kingdom it would be a mitzvah to go ask for things you want. It would be something you want to do. Chaim Volozhin has an extremely high bar for why you should be davening. He says that the hatzlach of Klal Yisrael in general is a kvayt shamayim. And every human being in Klal Yisrael is part of Klal Yisrael. And when from Yidna Matzliach and things, that's a level of kvayt shamayim. He says when you daven for hatzlacha, you should daven for hatzlacha so that you could live a life of kavod shemayim, and so that in general kavod shemayim is nisraba when klai yisrael is matzliach. I find it very hard to daven that way. You know, I find it's just very hard. It's hard to see that if I have an easier day, or the people I daven for get a shidduch, that's a riboy kavod shemayim. Now, undoubtedly, it is. We're just not in touch with it. Not in touch with it adequately. You need extreme occasions to get that feeling. I remember I had that feeling a few times in my life. I have a cousin, my wife's cousin. They had a child, a girl was born, and during the childbirth, something happened and she became deaf. You know, I felt as she was growing up, it was like a kash on God. You know, this little baby became deaf, a wonderful young lady. And then I remember I was at her wedding. She grew up to be very capable, despite her handicap. When she got married at the chasna, it was a tremendous extra dimension of joy. So I sort of felt that it was I hate to say it, like a redemption of God in a certain way. Like, you know, Rabbi Shalom caused this tragedy, and it pained everybody, and you grow up and you wonder why it would be. And then I just felt that at the wedding, in that extra level of extra simcha, she's a Lebedika girl, and that it sort of redeemed God a little bit. had that feeling a second time. There was a young man in yeshiva, he was in first year base medrash at the time, whose father suddenly died in a terrible accident. His father was getting on the Verrazano, and somebody had stolen a car in Staten Island. I was running away, the cops were chasing him. He went on the other side and went through the toll booth the wrong way and head on killed this boy's father. And I became very close to him over the subsequent years, extremely close. And when he had a bechor, I went to Eretz Yisrael for the bris. Sunday was visiting day. It was a Shabbos bris. So I came there Shabbos. Overnight, but it's a Shabbos. I made it back, drove up to camp for visiting day. But I went to the bris. You know, it was hard. And when I spoke at the bris, I said this hergish. Like, I really had this feeling that the tragedy that you know, that came upon him suddenly, his father died. He's the oldest in the family, the oldest child. I felt he had a child, and obviously he was going to name it after his father. And it was a different stage in life. He did a beautiful shidduch, Baruch Hashem, and he was doing well, and was learning Eretz Yisrael, still in Eretz Yisrael. And I just felt it was a redemption, sort of a Kvayt Shemayim, this idea of Chaim Volozhin is talking about. And after I spoke, one of his relatives came over to me and told me a beautiful vart. He said in the name of his rabbi, I just don't remember which Hasidus he is. So maybe it was Bells or Vizhnitz or Baba, I don't remember. He said a beautiful vart. When Avraham Avinu and Lech Lecha comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's a hunger. And he goes down to Mitzrayim, and it's a kasha, God sent you, and that is a hunger, and he went down to Mitzrayim. On the way down to Mitzrayim, he didn't have money to pay the inns he stayed in. He stayed in on credit. He didn't have money to pay. So on the way back, the Pasuk says that he went back the same way he came. So Rashi says he went to pay his bills. In all the hotels he stayed, on the way back he was wealthy, right? Pari gave him money to go home and he paid back his bills. So he said that this Rebbe teached it, that on the way down, everyone was telling him, Avram, you're telling everyone about God. And God told you to leave your old father and come here and come to Eretz Yisrael. And you come and there's a hunger. What's going on? Avram didn't have an answer. Why is God sending him down to Mitzrayim? He goes down to Mitzrayim for 2 weeks, comes back a rich man. So on the way up, he paid up his chayiv. Wherever he went, he showed them, you know, you want to know why God sent me down? I didn't know why. Now I know why. He came back, kaved b'mikne b'rav. He came back, a wealthy man. So he paid up his chayiv. So in extreme cases, we can appreciate it. Rav Chaim Volozhin says that all davening is supposed to be on that way. All davening is supposed to be sort of a sense of Kvayt Shemayim. When a firm person has a tzara, it's a kasha, it's a difficulty, it's painful. This, the hest upon him is painful. And we daven that the hest upon him should go away. That there should be a gilu, you should see the goodness of Hashem. You know, Hareini Hashem Chastecha, we want to see the chesed Hashem. So that's what he's referring back to in this paragraph.
Would says, you say that that's connected, like when Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, I forgot exactly when he said, you know, if the goyim see that the Bnei Yisrael is suffering, it's true. So it's going to be...
It's very true. In the Midbar, it's a very, it seems like a strange tefillah. Like, don't kill the Jews, because Mitzrayim is going to say, that's why you shouldn't kill the Jews, because Mitzrayim is going to say. But you're right, it could be along these lines, as Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying, that tefillah should be for Kvayt Shemayim. So it fits well.